The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. Worked all week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight. It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing.
Welcome, Political Bomb Show. Wednesday hump day, politicalbombshow.cf. Let's do a little news here. That Smollett Smellett beats the rap because of a corrupt prosecutor. And basically this prosecutor, it's clear that this prosecutor does not like police officers. So that's what's happening in Chicago, because anyone who can tell me that there's no, as I tweeted, don't tell me about white privilege. This is clearly black privilege, or clearly what they call the, celebrity privilege, or just plain out corruption, because the evidence was clear against this guy. You have even Rahm Emanuel upset about it, or pretending anyway. And when they had their press conference yesterday. So, and then this guy, he's still lying, saying that I told you I was innocent from the beginning. I mean, this guy, it's just unbelievable. I just can't believe this at all. I really can't. This is horrible. Honestly, this is one of the worst things I've heard. So, I don't know what to say here. And then you have Empire writers taunting smaller critics and slam the journalists. Yeah, this is not good at all. This is really isn't good. I'm so sick of it. I don't even watch the show, but it's just pissing me off. It really is, because he's not innocent. He really isn't. And to say otherwise is just a bunch of BS. It really and truly is horrible. So, DOJ says Mueller details in weeks. A poll, 82% says the report should be made public. CNN sucker says no regrets. He's a hater. He hates. And he sent out his attack dogs to hate. No regrets on CNN's Russia hoax coverage. We are not investigators. You are a piece of... Let me click out of this story, because, I don't want to go crazy here. Because he's a piece of freaking son of a bitch, in plain English. False executives. Let's see, what's this? What do we have here? Come on, click. Attorney General William Barr told Congress Sunday that Special Counsel Robert Mueller did not find collusion between Trump campaign and the Russia government, destroying 2 years of media speculation and bad reporting. The obsession to prove collusion has dampened the media's journalists' abilities, leading to a seemingly endless list of corrections, retractions, and apologies. In light of Mueller's concluding his investigation, we've compiled a list of some of the worst media screw-ups in history of the Russia theory. CNN accuses Don Lemon of WikiLeaks collusion. Last December, CNN's Manu Raju, reported that WikiLeaks emailed Donald Trump Jr. to give him access to a stolen document a full 10 days before they were released to the public. Unfortunately for CNN, it turns out their sources gave them the wrong date. Don Jr. actually received an email with access to the stolen docs on September 14, 2016, after they had already been released publicly. Ha ha! Did he get an apology? I doubt it. Number two, ABC tanks stock market with fake Flynn news. ABC was forced to suspend Brian Ross after he falsely reported that former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was prepared to testify that then-candidate Donald Trump ordered him to make contact with the Russians. The stock market dropped a few hundred points at the news, but it turned out to be fake. Aww. ABC clarified that Flynn was actually prepared to testify that Trump asked him to contact Russia while the administration was transitioning into office. Pretty standard preparation for an incoming president. Idiots. I'm glad your tank stock. Number three. The moot is not under investigation. CNN earns another spot on this list for their shoddy reporting about former Trump advisor Anthony the moot in June 2017. CNN relied on a single unnamed source to claim that the moot was under investigation for a meeting he took with a Russian banker prior to Trump's inauguration. The moot denied the story, and CNN later gave him a much-deserved apology. Oh, and three CNN employees resigned over the botched piece. Story 4. Bloomberg's dirty Deutsche Bank scoop. Bloomberg initially reported in December that special counsel Robert Mueller had zeroed in on Trump by subpoenaing Deutsche Bank's records for the incoming president and his family. Bloomberg later admitted that Mueller was looking for records relating to people affiliated with Trump. Story 5. Sessions exonerated. Last May, CNN was sure that Attorney General Jeff Sessions had botched protocol when he didn't list meetings he had with the Russian ambassador on his security clearance forms to CNN and other establishment media outlets. This was proof that Sessions was hiding something related to Russia. A little over 6 months later, CNN quietly walked back the scandal, explaining the FBI sent emails informing Sessions' aide that he did not need to disclose the meetings on his forms because they were carried out in the course of his duties as a senator. Number 6. Russians aren't just hacking the election, they're hacking our power grid. The Washington Post claimed in January 2017 that Russians were hacking the U.S. power grid through a company in Vermont, only to change the story to say that they only had one laptop and it was infiltrated, it turns out that one laptop was never even connected to the power grid. Oh, really? Story 7. Republicans funded the dossier. Well, we already know who funded the dossier. Hillary Clinton, the Democrats. A number of news outlets have consistently claimed that Republicans initially paid for the anti-Trump Steele dossier. To note that Steele wasn't even contacted by Fusion GPS until after the GOP donors pulled funding. The Republican donors say they paid Fusion for standard opposition research and that they have zero connection to the dossier. The media was false. The media was consistently wrong. James Comey was confused, repeating the lie in the interview with Fox News' Bret Baier. CNN gets Comey's prediction widely wrong. Prior to former FBI director James Comey's congressional testimony last June, CNN asserted that Comey was prepared to contradict a key claim by President Trump that Comey told him he was not on the investigation. Sadly for them, Comey's prepared testimony was released with the line, "During our one-on-one meeting at Trump Tower, I offered that assurance that he was not on the investigation." Almost there. Number 9, the 17th Intel Agency's lie. The media perpetrated a false claim from presidential candidate Hillary Clinton for months, insisting that all 17 intelligence agencies agree that Russia interfered in the 2016 election. The New York Times, for example, rated that claim as true only to later say the exact opposite. Only 4 intelligence agencies ultimately deemed Russia responsible for meddling because the other 13 have no business making judgments on the claim. As the NYT, New York Times, explained, the rest were other work. Story 10. Oh, there's a lot of stories. Okay, I'm not going to all of them. If you go to the dailycaller.com, you can see that story there. I'll just say the headlines of them. You got Manafort notes are a nothing burger. NBC issues Cohen correction. Did Cohen go to Prague? Busted BuzzFeed. Lanny Davis obliterates CNN's Trump Tower story. NPR accuses Don Jr. of perjury. Mick claims Russian spy infiltrated the Oval. So that's it for that. Kellyanne Conway husband, Trump unfit for office. Why bother listening to it, a jackass. Why bother? Biden rips white man's culture. Keep it up, guys. Yeah, just so handing the election over to Trump, which I want. So I say keep it up. You're doing a very good job. Very good. Mayor of the South, Ben Big on Broadway. Dem see opening in Trump push to a Obamacare. Arizona desert blooming blue. border crossing 13-year high. ICE nabbed 50 illegals in stash house. This got to end. BTW. BTW, that means build a wall. Chicago Tribune says secret deal indefensible. Yeah, everyone is really, and rightfully so, myself included, very, very angry with what happened with Jussie Smollett here. Even the Chicago Tribune says indefensible. With no good explanation, prosecutors give Jussie Smollett a pass. It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. So Fox Office essentially says, never mind, no big deal, move along. That's what pretty much happened. That's pretty much what's happened. You know, State's Attorney Fox, you recuse yourself, but your office dropped the case. You owe Chicagoans answers, starting with, when did you first learn of this indefensible deal? Why was it cut in secret? Why doesn't Jussie Smollett have to own what he was accused of doing? Because like it or not, Ms. Fox, you own this. This is really, I don't know what to say here. You got the newspaper upset, you got the mayor upset. Everyone's rightfully upset. Why did it happen? I mean, Rush talked about this a little bit yesterday about Jussie Smollett calling in a favor by essentially someone that's friends or connected with Michelle Obama. So who knows? I wouldn't be surprised if the Obama's fingerprint is not on this. You know, I won't be shocked at all. So this Empire writer who's taunting Smollett critics, I say F you. You're a piece of excrement. You really are. I know. I never did watch anything with Smollett, so I never watched Empire. But moving forward, if he's in any films or any TV shows, I'm definitely going to be skipping forward and or not spending any dollars watching that. I really won't. You're going to get yours. You're really going to get yours. A rise of incompetence. Rise of encampments, changing face of homeless encampments. Let's see what's going on. Rise of encampments, changing face of homeless. I'm going hungry. Yay, yay. I'm going hungry. Homeless living in a tent blocks from the U.S. Capitol and working full time. Monica Diaz came close to falling asleep while standing as she spoke to a lawyer who offered to help her pro bono with a complaint regarding city workers throwing away her belongings, including her identification card. That's just heartless. She had worked all night and not slept because of construction noise near her tent. Yeah, this is bad. This is not good. Yeah. See, instead of helping illegals, why not help people like her? You know, help yourself before you help others is something that I've was drilled into my head growing up. Help yourself before you help others. It only makes sense. How could you help someone else if you're not helping yourself? So I say, help our U.S. citizens, homeless and less fortunate, and F the illegals and throw them the F out. I'm never going to change on that. That's just the way it should be. In other news, I'm so irritated by this software, this podcast software. I literally spoke for almost an hour and it only captured 20 minutes. So I don't even know. And I was on fire. So right now I'm irritated right now. Stupid Anchor software. Piece of crap. Estimate BS. Pissing me off. I was on fire. I was on a roll. And now I don't remember. Yeah, I shouldn't even, whatever. Why cry over spilt milk, as they say? Estimate software crap. Piece of crap! Pissing me off! Okay, just quickly again, because I'm not gonna recapture what I said earlier. So, effing piece of... Oh, I'm so effing... Gays stoned to death and thieves amputated. I'm not going to even reopen the story because I already spoke about it. But basically, do not freaking reopen, you piece of excrement crap. Pieces. I'm so mad right now. Stupid Anchor. No matter how much you complain, it's so freaking buggy. But anyway, the gays stoned to death, and it's Sharia law. And I was saying to the LGBTQ community, you guys, you really don't want these illegals to keep pouring in here, because you're going to have a lot of Sharia law followers, for lack of a better word, who's going to come in here, and eventually you're going to be stoned to death too. So you need to be with the president when he says build a wall and throw them the F out of here. Now, if you want to keep committing suicide, then just sit on your hands and cover your mouth and say nothing. Let them invade us. And then when they stone you to death, because you think that they're just going to say, oh, okay, we're just going to come after the conservatives like Mr. Blyden here, and we're just going to kill them, and we're going to leave you guys. No. Once you look up Sharia law and really read up on it, and you'll see that you're going to be stoned to death too. ISIS stoned and threw people off buildings of your LGBTQ community. So I don't understand why you think that you're immune from this. You're just stupid. You're a fool. You're ignoramus if you don't believe or understand what the hell is going to happen to you. Wake up and stop being a freaking fool. Build the wall. Write your senators, your House of Representatives. Tell them, call them, blow the phone up. Tell them you want the illegals out of here. Plain and simple. And build a wall to keep them out. Some may argue, when you build walls, you keep people in. Well, not in this case. We're keeping them out. Or shoot them on sight when they're on the line. Shoot them! Shoot them on sight! That's what you need to do. Yes, I'm very angry. Sick of them. Them F out of here. Get them the F out. Okay, get them out of here. Kraft requests jury trial in Florida prosecutor's case. I'm not opening any of these again. I've had it. Freaking had it. Except this one. I will say this one again about the college that backed down from their PC language guide, because they are in my neck of the woods in Massachusetts. Amherst, somewhere I like to go. Where I like to go. To watch and listen and enjoy music of classical origin and so forth. So, a politically charged glossary for a politically charged glossary for Amherst College students that disparages capitalism and range PC gender terms has been withdrawn after the campus Republicans howled in protests saying that it was stifling free speech. On Wednesday, the elite Western Massachusetts Liberal Arts College Office of Diversity and Inclusion posted an email, a 36-page document containing dozens of politically correct definitions, then hours later following complaints unposted it. The document defines capitalism as a system that leads to exploitive labor practices which affect and marginalize groups disproportionately. White feminism is predicated upon women of color, they say. What is this? Homonationalism, per the document, is used to explain the ways in which cis, gay, and lesbian veterans of Iraq war were celebrated as proof of American exceptionalism. So kudos to the Republicans on that campus for getting it the F out of here, because it was BS, B to the S. Hamas reveals weak spot in re-election campaign. New Gaza rocket threatens truce after Netanyahu warns. India successfully tests satellite killer missile. EU lawmakers approve controversial copyright reform. Wikipedia, which I should have known, because all these tech sites are clearly left-leaning. But essentially what happened is news sites and politicians were paying to squash any negative comments or reporting on them. So I don't use Wikipedia anyway. So F out of here, I said. F out of here. And I'm sick of this software. I'm going to close out the show because I'm really irritated. I was on a roll. Anchor, your software sucks! Closing out, I will say that Empire writers, you shouldn't be taunting anyone about Smollett, because the way how he got off, it's criminal. It really is. So for you to taunt anyone, you're a douche. You're a douche. How can you taunt anyone? Did you know the way how it was done? It was corrupt as hell. So why would you be taunting anyone? You must be corrupt yourself. You really should be. I want you to put him back on the show. See what happens. You think that the show is gonna do well? The show is on its way out. Anything that this guy features in, I'll be sure never to watch it. I never watched Empire to begin with, to be honest. It wasn't my cup of tea. So I didn't watch it. I didn't care for the show. I never will care for the show. So, I don't care. But for you to taunt people, then you are, something's wrong with you. Something's wrong with you. You're a piece of smollet. You're a deuce. I am so sick and tired of it. I can't believe when I heard about that story that he walks. I mean, really? He walks? So, you can't tell me that this isn't corrupt as hell. It's very, very corrupt. It really is. It's corrupt. It really is corrupt. I don't understand why this is happening. Well, I do understand. On the story right here, did Michelle Obama play a role in Jussie Smollett's dropped charges? Of course. I just discussed that. And she did. She played a role. So, yeah, I don't understand. This is not good at all. It really isn't. It really is bad for democracy. But, yeah, I just don't think that this isn't going to fare well. Most people know that this guy is guilty of sin. And so, yeah, it's not going to work out good for you, Smollett. It really isn't going to work out good for you. So, I say, let's see how, Hollywood's going to welcome you back. Of course, they're going to welcome you back with open arms, because what you were doing was trying to get someone that they hate as well. So, of course, they're going to welcome you back with open arms, probably give you a feature role in a movie that's going to tank. By the way, it's going to tank. So, I don't understand why you think you could get away with things like this. It's really unfortunate that this is happening. It really isn't good at all. It's bad. It's a bad thing. It really and truly is horrible. I mean, how have we come to this? I mean, I don't understand. I really don't get this at all. The evidence was there. It really was. So, let's see how Terrence Howard reportedly confronted Jussie Smollett. I don't care. I'm so sick of this freaking guy. I really am. Once you go to one of these Muslim countries to live. That's not right. I just said what they do to gays over there. Okay. Yeah, I don't have much more to say, because there's just pure anger, and I'm not going to be able to contain myself, so I'm not going to be able to contain myself. I really won't. So let's just listen to a little bit of this.
And the Sacramento Whittle.
Don't you want to say what you had to say?
Yeah, I was going to go with... I was going to go with Houston as Ernie goes over there. I was going to talk about Ernie. What's the most ridiculous one over there that's still living that would you chance of happening?
Two black guys build a black guy up
and have a black guy.
Sorry, speak that loud. That's not on here, man. The Clippers will not make the playoffs. And
What kind of hats they had on, Chuck?
MAGA's hat.
Right. I think that's probably it.
Okay.
The Lakers will not make the playoffs. The Kings will is the latest edition. Go ahead, Kenny. I can't believe you, Chuck.
You're paying with cash?
Chuckster.
You're paying with Chuckster. Cash or you're writing a check? Chuck.
Another break.
Hey, that's America.
Chuckster. How?
America. Let me just tell you something.
What's that?
Do not commit crimes with checks. Come on, man. You cannot. If you're going to break the law, do not write a check.
Because you write a check, then what? Behind can't cash.
Yeah, man. We cannot
cash up.
Hey, get cash, man. I never used an ATM. Now, I heard you can only get $200 out of
balls. $500. Stop, literally.
Now, look, you're going to make a lot of stop to the ATM.
I'll end on that note. Smollett, Smellett, trying so hard not to use the F word, not the one that you think. Take care. Bye.
Political corruption is from the nation. A new sheriff is about. They're all too corrupted. Political bomb, political bomb, so corrupt people is gone. Political bomb, political bomb, so corrupt people is gone.